You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Absolutely is. Hello, goblins.
Hello, good morning.
Very good morning.
How are you both?
Good.
Good.
A little bit soggy by the looks of it. It's raining out there.
A little damp. Yep.
Tamaki Makoto. Am I right?
You're right.
Hey.
You're right.
It's good to have you back in the studio.
Thank you.
A fortnight of tutoing away on a brand new hobby.
Oh, yeah, yes. Big time.
Picked for you by the BFM listenership. The hobby this week was pom-poms.
Uh-huh. That's right.
The vibe this week.
Melancholy.
My God.
Really specific set of parameters that the listeners have gone for this time. For anyone who's new to Hobby Goblins, we're all kind of new to it. We're still in its nascent stages.
Mm-hmm. Baby goblins.
Yeah. Baby goblins. You're trying to better yourselves through
extracurricular
activity and craft.
Yeah, this week I and it's a competition as well.
And it's competitive craft because we can't do anything by halves here.
I'm quite a jovial person, so for kind of get into the melancholy zone for these pom poms was a real challenge. I don't know how you felt, Annabelle.
Easy. Yeah, I can just turn it on. The sadness.
Melancholic pom-pom is inside you at all times. Yeah,
but I'd say that's what I am as a person, you know? If you had to compare me to an inanimate object.
A melancholic pom-pom wouldn't be far wrong. I'm interested in how you've approached this today, because Callum's got something under tinfoil that has the smell of food about it.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas I can't see a single thing on Annabelle here. Are we ready for a reveal,
I think?
Yeah. All right.
All right, do a little desk drum roll while you get these out. Okay.
Oh, you've brought out two.
You have brought out two. Annabelle, let's start with you, because yours is looking more traditional at first glance. Give us a description of what you've got in front of you.
Yeah, so I went pretty classic, and I actually made some pom-poms. One of these is inspired by my childhood blanket. The colours, and actually inside it there's a little cutting from the blanket.
Wow.
Because there was a hole.
There was a hole in it.
And I was like, I need to patch that up. So
sentimental.
Yeah, and then I also made another pom-pom.
It's just black.
That's black, that represents a dormant sadness.
Kind of looks
underneath
like
that childhood blanket.
Looks like one of those sooty guys from Howl's Moving Castle.
No, Spirited Away.
Spirited Away, sorry.
Yes, but no, it's actually a deeper darkness.
So a deeper darkness pom-pom and a childhood blanket pom-pom.
Yep.
Lovely colours on the childhood blanket one. Muted tones of peaches and blues and yellows. Yep. It's very pretty.
That's what the blanket looks like.
And I like the sentimental factor in the inside as well. That's pretty special, I have to say.
In there.
Okay, this is a strong start. Beautiful pom-poms.
Thank you.
Nice and neat, too. Thank you. I'll have a look at the sad one now. Callum, what on earth is going on in the plate in front of you? Please explain.
I'm not going to lie. I thought I'd come in here and probably be able to sell it, but I'm looking at it now and I'm pretty disappointed in myself.
It looks so foul.
Do you want to describe it?
You please describe it. I don't even know what I'm looking at here.
So we've got, imagine a wooden plate, like a small dinner plate, and then we've got about half or a dozen or 20, 30 potato pom-poms that have been cooked. They're cooked.
I call that 30. Call that 30 pom-poms a dozen.
And there's some gaps where it was going to be mayonnaise, but I lost the jar. So this is ricotta mixed with blue food colouring.
Oh, no.
Making a sort of neutral face.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
That's a very generous description of the three blue blobs on top of the potato pom-poms.
It's melancholy.
I can't believe you used
it's
the ricotta.
It's very melancholy, that's for sure. There's something going on there.
Probably a dollar's worth of ricotta.
I thought today maybe the loser's creation gets eaten.
Oh, all right.
Including,
very confident.
And what if you lose, though? Yours are woolen.
I have a feeling I'm not going to lose.
Well, that's a big call. I think we should get on to the scoring then. You ready to count some numbers up in the corner, Stella? Yes, she is. Okay, Pride, this is the one you score yourselves on, honestly. I'm going to start with Annabelle.
Mm.
Out of 5, Pride factor?
4.
A 4?
Yep.
I believe you. I do believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Callum?
Am I allowed to give myself a 0?
If you want to, it's your score, man.
5 out of 5.
No. It's got to be honest.
I think it's pretty crack up, so let's go with a 1.
Yeah, you can have a 1 for crack up. We'll get, I believe it.
But it's just, this is, Annabelle's is just so goddamn beautiful. Yeah, I'm not proud.
Creativity wise.
Oh, this is very creative.
I'm going to go 3 for Annabelle because it is a classic pom-pom, but it is very nice and it's, you know, I like the incorporation of the childhood blanket. That's very beautiful.
If you imagine the WikiHow image for make a pom-pom, this is what Annabelle's done.
Yeah, so creativity-wise, a 3, because the childhood blanket pulls it up from what I think would otherwise be a 2.
Yeah.
Creativity-wise, Callum, I'm also going to give you a 3 for different reasons. One, because it is absolutely not what I was expecting, but it's not getting any higher because it is absolutely carnage as well. So you're both on equal for different reasons there. Skill factor, it's going to be a 3.5 for Annabelle.
Thank you.
And it's going to be a 1 for Kelly this morning.
Fair? That's fair. I didn't employ a lot of my skill for this.
You didn't even make these from scratch.
We've got a text.
I opened the bag.
That's cooking. That does count as cooking. We have already got a text from someone saying, please don't ruin the pom-pom blankie. That's not how the scores work on this game. However, it's looking
pretty good.
Not good for Callum right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the most important score on the door is goblin factor, which is a very sort of amorphous category, really.
Yeah.
Depending on the vibe. Goblin factor does have a cursedness to it, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, Annabelle, I'm giving you a 2.
Okay.
Goblin factor today.
Yep.
And Callum?
Come on.
It's going to be a 4 on the goblin factor.
Oh! Yes!
And we're going to let scorekeeper Stella do a little bit of maths in the corner while we listen to the Tom Tom Club this morning, which we have all accidentally called it the Pom Pom Club off air.
Yes.
Hence the choice of tune.
There we go.
It's Al Elephant.
Right.
You're on BFM. Pom Pom Club, Tom Tom Club.
That's right.
Elephant. I see what you did there, Callum. Oh God. The potato pom poms
are
really
around, so
making the studio smell pretty funky this morning.
I think it smells delicious.
It smells a bit like feet.
I guess it's the ricotta as well in there, probably.
The blue ricotta.
The blue ricotta.
Right, should we get into these scores, Schoolmaster Stella? What have we got?
Callum, you're sitting on an unsurprising 9.
9!
Yeah! Not too bad. Annabelle, you're sitting on a 12.5.
Yeah, baby!
To nobody's great surprise this morning, Annabelle's beautiful pom-poms have taken the prize. Meanwhile, Callum's hideous plate of pom-pom potatoes is about to be consumed. Oh, ASMR style.
I don't know if we want that, eh? Do people want that?
Go on, chew in the mic. Get in there.
Get in the ricotta. Oh. Get a little bit of ricotta.
I don't want the ricotta.
Just try it.
I really don't want the ricotta,
you've
Callum.
You've got it.
Callum, you made the ricotta. You eat the ricotta. This is the rules.
Oh, fuck, that looks... Oh, sorry. That looks so foul.
Oh, that's quite blue, isn't it? It really tastes blue. I don't know how, but it's really... I don't want to swallow this. I'm not feeling very proud. I'm feeling quite melancholy.
I've lost it.
Is this melancholy?
You look melancholy right now.
This is new to me. Is this how it is?
Thank you very much to the texter who sent us melancholic pom-poms as last week's craft and vibe. What should the craft and vibe be for the next Goblin Challenge? Mm-hmm. 5395. Stick your name in it. We'd like to, you know, be able to credit whoever comes up with the punishments for these two. So send it through. What craft should they be learning? And what's the vibe?
I promise I'll put in more effort next time, because I am quite embarrassed by a 9. Mm-hmm. I want
to
win.
Hey, you've literally had your own punishment by having to eat it, Callum, so we'll forgive you. Thank you, goblins!
Thank you!
Thank you!
Get them in, 5395. What should the next Goblin craft be? What should the vibe be? Text us, we will pick one.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.